This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
We have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
The Hall of Fame weekend has came and went. Drew Brees, one of those in the Hall. Some great players involved. Of course, this is a controversial class because Bill Belichick is not in it. Odd. But it was a great speech by Drew Brees. And here's the portion that's specific to the Broncos' current head coach, Sean Payton.
To Sean Payton. I miss our dot meetings, coach. The night before every game, talking through every play, every situation, every matchup in the greatest of detail. I would literally ask Sean, hey, coach, when do you think you'll call this play? He would squint his eyes and purse his lips. You know that look. Second quarter, across midfield, probably 47-yard line, second and 10, left hash, left middle maybe. They'll never expect it. Precise, instinctive. Coach, you were brilliant. I saw myself as an extension of you on that field. I always had something to prove to you, and I always wanted to make you right. And I know you trusted me, and that allowed us both to be great.
Heartfelt. It was cool, you know, and thinking of Sean Payton in those Drew Brees days, man. I mean, the Saints were as good a team as any every single year. And Sean Payton was one of those great coaches. Never had an issue with Sean. And then Bounty Gate came out, and that was where I kind of was like, okay, I didn't. How much did he know? How much didn't he know? It was still kind of under his watch. Pretty big thing going on at the time, but. That was kind of where I started to lose, okay, Sean Payton's fine, whatever. And then when the idea came about that the Broncos would trade a first-round pick when Sean Payton said he was going to get back into coaching, but he was still under contract with the Saints, so in order to get him, you'd have to trade the Saints something. I just wasn't crazy about it. I wasn't in on the – because they had just gotten rid of so many picks, so many first-round picks, a haul for Russell Wilson. So I was definitely out on that idea. Now, if it would have just been, he's no longer with the Saints, he's not under contract with anybody, you could just go hire him as a free agent type coach, like most guys, probably wouldn't have fought on it. It probably, you know, wasn't my favorite choice, but I never know till I know. I'm always careful with coaching hires. I'm never like, oh, this is going to be huge, this is going to be the worst thing ever. Although for CSU, I think it's going to be huge. Jim Mora, proven. So I'm excited about that. But I wasn't for it, you know? But after reading, I like how honest the guy is. I don't know if that's his media guy stepping out or if he was always that way with the Saints, but he's become one of those characters in the NFL where I find myself interested in anything he has to say. He can get a little snippy with the media. He's definitely entertaining every time he talks. But then you hear a guy like Drew Brees, who I think is really well-respected in the NFL, talk about Sean and just the attention to detail and the care that he had for, you know, the game plan. And I consider Broncos country really lucky at this point to have Sean Payton as their head coach. And then when you hear Drew Brees talk about him like that, You go, you can't help but think, man, is Bo watching that or is he watching it later? Thinking, man, that could be me in having this deep connection, deep understanding with Sean and knowing play calls before he even calls them, just kind of getting that feel. Maybe they won't have as close a relationship as he and Drew Brees had because now you have Davis Webb who's calling plays and such. Who knows for how long, good or bad. If they're good, as I said, Davis Webb could be gone after next year. But it does kind of make me say, hey, possibilities are there. You know, Sean obviously handpicked Bo Nix. He wanted Bo Nix. He claims he played all the right games in order for Bo to fall to him, fall to the Broncos. So that stuff like amps me up when I see that. A Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the greats, bragging on a coach, seeing how emotional Sean was. And he was emotional when Drew called him too and said, hey, I'd like for you to introduce me at my Hall of Fame induction. That's pretty special, man. Special to get into the Hall of Fame, and then whoever that person chooses to introduce you is always a special deal. So, Faith texting in, did you see the busts? Thoughts of the lack of similarities. They were less than busts of years past.
Maybe it was an artistic choice.
They're not great. Drew Brees looks like an old man. Larry Fitzgerald kind of looks more like No. Sean Moreno in this. Luke Kuechly doesn't really look like him. Vinatieri, kinda. And then Roger Craig, kinda. The Drew Brees one doesn't look good, though. I will say he looks like an old man puppet kind of thing. Kind of freaky looking, actually. I don't know. Are they traditionally like really good? There's some of them that are okay. Some of them just look freaky. They were less than busts of last year. Talented, nonetheless, was just a bit off, especially Larry Fitzgerald. Vinny was the closest for me. Yeah, Larry's doesn't look like... You think Larry's actually looks like Larry? Kind of? Man, Larry's one of the legends of the game, too. As I'm watching him talk and do his speech, I loved how his uncle, you know, Chris Carter, joking around about who has the best hands and all that. Fitzgerald's one of those dudes where I'm just like, man, of all the non-Broncos, that's one of them that I really wish had a Super Bowl. I wish he had a Super Bowl ring. Got to one. They lost to the Steelers. But how can you not love everything that Larry Fitzgerald's about, man?
Yeah, he was a really good guy and loyal to his team, even though he was not going to get a Super Bowl ever. But he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And by the way, I just looked at his bust, and there needs to be more forehead.
Yeah, I don't. They're not particularly great. Luke Kuechly, that was another stud, man. What an amazing linebacker. I mean, he was a defensive player of the year, 7-time Pro Bowler, had a nose for the ball, probably retired before he came close to getting out of his prime. But the way he played was so damn reckless that you just wonder if he's, you know, just kind of done. You know, like a lot of these guys nowadays. There's a lot of dudes now that retire a little bit too soon. Yeah, I saw that too. Roger Craig announcing his dementia. Diagnosis, yeah. That was sad. That was sad, man. But it makes you wonder, too, if someone knew about it in the Hall of Fame offices when they made sure to put Roger Craig in, which the Hall of Fame is, they've changed kind of the way they're doing things this year. Like I said, there was a lot of controversy surrounding because Bill Belichick didn't get in as a first ballot. Apparently, they... A lot of the voters, Mike, didn't like that. That's what they cited, was the Spygate stuff. I thought it was interesting on the Spygate stuff on the Hall of Fame deal. He had, I read a story in one of Lindy's sports annuals. I'm going through all my NFL stuff there. And Dick Vermeil was speaking about it and saying, hey, I don't understand why they're pushing on this so hard because all coaches did something similar. I mean, he's flat out saying it. He said his, and I'm thinking whoever his mentor was, Coach Allen, when they would stay at a hotel for a game, there was a certain place, I can't remember where they were, but I read about it last night, actually. It's funny because it was all Hall of Fame tied. When they would stay at a certain team, a certain place, a certain hotel, it would overlook a practice facility. So this coach would always make sure one of his coaches was in that room so he could specifically look out into the practice field and take notes. How is that different than what Bill Belichick did?
Notes versus video. But yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
Kind of the same thing. So that was just interesting coming from Dick Vermeil, because he's very much pissed off about it. And he says, like, how am I in? And Bill Belichick's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. He was also upset about Mike Holmgren not getting in.
Well, Mike Holmgren, like, I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. But like, I think he gets a little bit of punishment because he criticized the referees in the Super Bowl that they, quote, lost in, which I still think was a travesty. They screwed over.
How many Super Bowls did Holmgren get?
Just the one.
Just the one.
In 96.
Like, whatever. I don't. If he's
was
not
there
in, he's
three
not
times.
In. Oh, great. You lost. You lost him.
And not everybody goes to the Super Bowl.
Then don't give. Not everybody should go to the Hall of Fame, buddy. Not everybody should be in the Hall of Fame.
Whether you win or lose the Super Bowl, you got there.
Players get the benefit of stats. Coaches should also get the benefit of wins, and I get that. But they're going to be judged more harshly on whether or not they won the big game.
And that's always going to happen. It always is.
It should.
But, hey, guess who got the most big victories in the Super Bowl? Was it Bill Belichick?
Who got the most big victories?
Yeah, like he has more Super Bowl victories
than anyone else. And he went to 9?
I don't remember.
They lost to the Giants twice. Didn't they lose to the Eagles?
They did lose to the Eagles.
And then,
but then they won every other game.
They won all the other ones. No, he lost to the Giants twice. He'd been to 9 and won 6. Because they got 3 losses.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he has 6 Super Bowls, and he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, then how do you get into the Hall? Well, again, they're going to say, well, Spygate.
I mean, there are two cheating controversies with the Chiefs and also a lot of rumors. So
you
got to punish one guy,
you mean
apparently.
The Patriots?
Yeah.
You said the Chiefs.
Sorry, I meant the Patriots. The Chiefs are the modern day Patriots.
Nothing proven like what the Patriots had. That's proof. Spygate happened.
Yeah, Spygate did happen. Happened with the Broncos too, and that guy was fired. And the Broncos, I think, lost a first rounder. But the Chiefs have been proven to get the benefits of calls. And I will never let that down.
Oh wow, shocker! Diehard Broncos fan thinks the Chiefs are cheaters. Shocker, shocker.
I mean, Texas El Paso agreed.
Okay. Go Pokes. Being a Hall of Famer is a privilege. Yes. You just want to give everybody. Well, not everybody wins the Super Bowl, so just let them all in. Yeah, let's put them all in there. Let's get John Fox in there. Let's throw him in. Just throw
that's
him all in.
That's not what I said at all.
Yeah, that's what you said.
No, I didn't.
I said, how many Super Bowls? Mike Holmgren, how many Super Bowls? And you said, well, not everybody wins the Super Bowls. Then fine.
No, he just
not everybody
one,
gets in the Hall of Fame.
He went to 3 of them.
Yeah, so, and he lost.
And he has a hell of a winning record.
Let's just give everybody that goes to the Super Bowl in the Hall of Fame. If you just go, you're in. Even like a fourth stringer.
I think you're exaggerating.
Everybody gets in. If you played in the league, you're a Hall of Famer. But I will say, if Bill Belichick can't get in, then who gets in? Like, who gets in as a head coach?
Well, didn't they do the same thing with Terrell Owens?
Yeah, but he eventually got in, right?
He got in I think, year 6. Or the second.
I think you do away with first ballot stuff. You're either in or you're not. But I know they have to have their quota because they have to have their ceremony every year. So they can't just throw everybody in and then not do their thing. I don't like that either, but it's a moneymaker for the NFL.
And you know what? And the Hall of Fame, I think that you are right. The Hall of Fame just is completely subjective because there are a lot of people who are on the edge and get in. And Deion Sanders said this a number of years ago. Coach Prime
is one of them that he not even that long ago. He's on it again. He's one of them. He's like, everybody gets in. Like, this is ridiculous. And I agree with him 100%. And because of him.
Is he not in yet?
Oh, he's in.
Okay.
He's in.
He should have been a first ballot.
First ballot. But I don't even think we should have first ballots. It should be in or out. Are you a Hall of Famer? And I know certain positions are more difficult, like on offensive linemen. They're not as obvious. But I can tell you, like running backs that are just like really, really good, wide receiver, really, really good, it can be just as quick as Hall of Famer, yes or no. And if you have to think about it for more than 30 seconds, they're not a Hall of Famer. So I agree with Coach Prime on this 100%. It's a Hall of Fame, Mike. You've already made it to the NFL. You've made a lot of money, especially in the last 50 years or so. You made a lot of money in this league. The Hall of Fame is the is football royalty. And I just think that you need to have been one of the best at your position or at your job to get in. Like, should Dick Vermeil have gotten in? How many Super Bowl wins? I know he got the one with the Rams.
He went to the Super Bowl with the Eagles.
Did he just win one, though?
Yeah, I believe just the one. So he's also 1-2.
No, he also signed Vince Papale. Yeah, that was a big move. He had tryouts for the Eagles, and Mark Wahlberg was on that team. So he gets some credit for that.
You want to see some Hall of Fame stats?
Okay.
100 games, well, here, 50% completion percentage, yards, 27,000, yards in attempt, 7.4, touchdowns, 173, interceptions, 220. So why is Joe Namath in the Hall of Fame?
Because he made the prediction.
Yeah. That's really what the Hall of Fame is. Like, it...
He got one. He got one Super Bowl.
He just got one. Didn't go to any others.
I don't
and
know.
Has a. I think he has a 500.
Probably wouldn't have put him
winning
in.
Percentage.
He has more interceptions than touchdowns.
Yeah, according to
Here we go.
Pro Football Reference.
There it is.
He has 173 touchdowns, 220 interceptions.
How many yards did you say he has?
27,663.
Yeah, no. Why is he in the Hall of Fame?
Here's his
27,000 yards? That's all he had?
Yeah.
Is that real?
I mean, they did run a lot during that day, but here's the winning percentage.
Okay.
I think he has 62 wins, 63 losses. And four.
No, he should be a Hall of Famer. No. I'm good with that. I'm good with saying he's not a Hall of Famer.
I'm good with saying he's not a Hall of Famer either. Belichick has 6 Super Bowls.
So what do you say when I say, well, he cheated, though? How long was he doing that? How do we know he wasn't doing that all along? He was stealing people's signals.
Twice.
Dick Vermeil says they all stole signals. They all did it in different ways. They'd have guys that would give them signals when they knew the defense would... We call out when they knew they were going to run. They knew they were going to pass. They'd have different people in the sidelines that would wave flags because they'd know certain calls. They'd have towels, like a red towel for it's a run, different color. I mean, I'm literally reading this last night.
Yeah.
So they're all kind of cheating. They're all kind of trying to do so. The Broncos, you mentioned it, even before McDaniels. They got crap with how they did things with their offensive line.
Yeah, it was not only the way they were blocking, but also there was some shenanigans with the – salary cap to allow Gary Zimmerman to come back.
They all kind of do stuff, right? I guess it's just that part is subjective. Okay, how much did the cheating really help you? And will Sean Payton be held out? Let's say he goes and wins the Super Bowl this year. He'll do what no other coach has done. Goes and wins the Super Bowl with two different teams, right? Nobody's done that, correct? Just Sean, if this happens. I don't think anybody else has done it, right?
Mike Holmgren has gone to two different
but
teams.
But one.
But he didn't win that Super Bowl.
So Sean would be the only one?
Yeah, I believe so.
So you go do something nobody else has done. Two Super Bowls, plus he's already like top 15 in wins. He should be a first ballot. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay. Will they hold it against him that he was the head coach during the time of Bountygate? Wasn't cheating. It's illegal. like really bad, but not cheating. Cheating is the number one thing that the league hates. Cheating and gambling, which gambling can lead to cheating.
I would say that he does get in first ballot. If his defensive coordinator, however, will not get in. It doesn't matter how great his defensive coordinator was. He was behind that whole thing.
Yeah, and that's Sean's kind of story, and he maintains that he didn't know that that was going on. It was going on without his knowledge. Maybe we'll never know. But
you
I've always said, like, coaches,
like,
you have to be in charge. And if it happens on your watch, you should be in trouble for it.
I agree. Absolutely.
So if I say to you, Bill Belichick might have used Spygate, and that would have given him the edge to win all these Super Bowls, you'd still put him in?
I don't think he had the edge on every single one of those Super Bowls. I think
they
he got
close.
Caught a couple times, but as Dick Vermeil said, everybody was doing
they
that.
They were all doing weird stuff.
You know,
like
and
hotel
here's another
placement.
Thing. Having to do with the Saints and that 1 year with Bountygate, you've had people come out, defensive players come out and say, hey, I was paid this much money to take out the kicker.
And you know that stuff happened a lot back in the day, too.
It did.
I mean, we got Dan Issel last week, former Nuggets player and coach, legendary Nugget, saying, they're rubbing alcohol all over me, man. Like, that's not street legal. They were all doing stuff.
Also, the Broncos had some stuff on their arms.
Was it Pam? Wasn't it Pam?
I don't remember what. It was something green.
Something that can slide them off of there?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all doing something weird. Brady's taking the hair out of a football, even though it's like just a tiny little amount, but just enough.
Yeah.
More believable than not, I suppose, is more likely than not that Tom Brady took hair out of a football.
He had quarterbacks come out and defend him on that.
They still do.
Say, hey, I am a professional. Drew Brees was one of them.
He did.
I'm a professional quarterback.
Yeah.
The ball is always like that when it's cold.
And there's several of them that didn't necessarily know. It's like, we can't take a little hair out of the football? We can't do that? What's wrong with that?
I honestly, like, as long as you can grip the ball, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Man. How much can you really cheat to give you that much of an advantage? I mean, if you steal signals and know what they're calling.
If you're spying on them, if you're messing with their headsets, as Mike Tomlin has accused the Chiefs of doing.
What is your deal?
The Patriots.
Stop. You just hate the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
You just hate the Chiefs.
I do hate the Chiefs.
I know.
They deserve my hatred.
Oh, it's annoying how you do it, though.
I meant to say the Patriots.
That's twice now. In this segment, that's twice. 28 minutes after the hour. Sean Keeler in the Denver Post writing, Nuggets Nikola Jokic really needs to stop being Mr. Nice Guy to Josh Kroenke. If the Joker looked at Stan Kroenke the way he looks at Jalen Williams, the Nuggets might be in a different place right now. What does he mean? We'll talk about that coming up next. Keep it here on The Whole Show. Powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Did you know you can hear your favorite KFKA shows anytime?
Ooh, anytime that you want me.
Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and The Whole Show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
To keep my hands on myself, pick up dust them all, put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl, isn't me? Am I coming out of left field?
I just just feel like, again, the Nuggets, they're doing nothing. There's nothing going on with this team, and we're waiting on this Peyton Watson thing that it sounds like they kind of botched. Sean Keeler writes, you think the Nuggets would ever sit on their hands over the summer, any summer, if the Joker went at ownership the way a black bear goes at an Arby's dumpster? Pay for Peyton Watson or I walk. Find us a backup ball handler besides Tyus Jones, or I'm going house hunting in Brentwood with Luka Doncic. But no, Joker's quote was this: my idea and desire is to stay in Denver. I'll probably sign an extension next year. My desire is to play the rest of my life in Denver. To which Sean Keeler writes, no, 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 dude, angrier. Pretend Lou Dort just stole delicious Gar Hulk smash. It takes a lot for Joker, I think, to get mad in like a real person setting. Basketball court Joker, different Joker. Should he, and this goes to the whole thing, like, should Joker be the one putting pressure on management, scouting, trying to get players to come over and play for this team? Now, there is a difference between some of those things and just simply saying, hey, Josh, what are we doing here, man? You guys, I need something. They are handcuffed, though. There's just not a lot they can do. I mean, you could be mad at how it got to this point. Dempsey kind of outlined that for us in the first hour today. But as far as what they can actually do today, I'm sure they're trying to trade Zeke Nagy to get out of the second apron. I don't know that I like how the Watson thing was handled. I think they did a few things wrong by saying we're going to match this offer, but we're also going to make this offer, which is half as much. That's insane to me. That's going to cause most players to say, we see what you think of us. You'd rather me not be on a team than be on your team, almost. Like, that's kind of what that, I know it sounds like the same thing, but there's something to that. What can you actually do, though? What can Joker actually do? Do better, guys. Well, you love Aaron Gordon, and you love Jamal Murray, which I think he does. I don't know if he's fighting for those guys necessarily, but I'd be shocked if there wasn't a part of him that let it be known that those are my guys. But was Michael Malone his guy? We all know how that story went down. We heard about that. Joker was on a Serbian podcast. Said that Josh Kroenke showed up to his apartment or his hotel room. And Joker had a bunch of, like, because one of, I don't know, somebody had dropped off a bunch of different kind of tequilas or something. He wasn't drinking them, but they were just like looking at the bottles. And Kroenke like walks in, obviously knocks, and they open the door. And Josh comes in, doesn't really even acknowledge the liquor because it's like, Joker, you can do whatever the hell you want. And that's when he's like, hey, we're thinking about making a move. We're thinking about moving on from Malone, as even before the season ends. And Joker, in his way, kind of said, well, if you're talking to me about it, it seems like you've already kind of made your decision. So whatever floats your boat, whatever kind of helps. Do you think that if Joker really, if Malone was really Joker's guy, would he have gone to bat for him? I don't know. There's just a part of me that thinks that Joker is very much a, I just want a basketball. Put four other players out on the floor with me and give me a coach that can call stuff and manage the game, and then I basketball. I don't care. It's not that I don't care. It's just that that's not my space. My space is to work on my game and be the best, one of the best players in the world at it. So I'm going to do that. You do all the other stuff that you're paid to do. That's how I really view Joker on all this. And we keep asking him to be somebody he's not. That's just not who he is.
A little bit of a side note, tangent connection to last segment. Is Jokic a first ballot Hall of Famer, or yes, do you think he'll be ESPN'd?
No, he's first ballot. I don't know how. The Basketball Hall of Fame is weird because they don't have an NBA Hall of Fame. It's just a Basketball Hall of Fame, which I think is dumb. But they, like, yes, he's a Hall of Famer. Faith says, wish they had a Hard Knocks, but for the NBA, Would love a peek behind the curtain. I would love to know more about all, you know, the Mike Singer book is really good about Joker, but that was a couple years ago already. But I would be curious to know just how business savvy Nikola Jokic is. How much of a demand does he put on management and coaches? And what was that like with Malone? Because it seemed like those two guys were tight. But it also seems like, based on that Serbian podcast, Joker was basically like, yeah, you do what you got to do. If they came to him and said, we're thinking about trading Jamal Murray, would Joker say the same thing? Odds are, yeah. I don't know that he has this undying love for a player or coach. He just wants to win. And maybe he does put too much trust into the organization, but he's not really going to be doing the recruiting and the calling and the getting people to come to Denver kind of thing. When would he? But it's fascinating. Quickly, Michael, Sean Payton, did you get this clip? Sean Payton did speak about J.K. Dobbins. We heard that he was limping off the field, walking off the field with trainers today during practice. Here's Sean Payton on J.K. Dobbins.
Soft tissue. I think he's going to be fine. We're just being smart with it. So it's back to what I was saying at the beginning.
Okay, we've heard a lot of that now. We've heard a lot of that. He's fine. You know, we're just going to be smart. Okay, keep dodging bullets. Keep dodging bullets. 40 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Well, those of you expecting Jim Mora to announce his starting quarterback, yeah, you're going to have to hurry up and wait. DNVR Rams just posted this. From Jim Mora, we're going to name a starter probably about 4:02 p.m. on September 5th, not before that. So we hear it's between Haas Haney, who was at Oklahoma State last year, and then Kasan Farrar, Farrar, F-A-R-R-A-R, Farrar, Kasan Farrar.
Farrar?
Ferrari?
I'm going to say Farrar.
I'm going to call him Ferrari. Kind of like that name. Haas Haney, though, good quarterback name. Both are good quarterback names.
It's not a good name in general, but for
Haas,
a quarterback,
for a football
yes.
player, yeah. So we think it's between those two guys. Farrar. How are you saying it?
Farrar.
Farrar?
I don't know.
Kasan Farrar? Yeah, there we go. Why does it read weird? Farrar. Rar. I don't know. I'm losing my mind, man. I'm done with freaking summer. I'm done. I just want to see football. I just want to watch football games. I can't wait until the weekends start getting here, and then it's like, oh, we got this big game. It's felt like a long off season, hasn't it?
Not as long as last year.
I feel like it has. Maybe it's you.
Well, it's probably the heat. I mean, this year the Rockies are better.
I don't know. It could be a mixture of all the different rules proposed for college and all this. I don't know. Bo Nix's ankle, the Nuggets, terrible end of the season, the Avs, rough end of the season.
The WNBA, just rough in general.
Just maybe it's all those stories. It finally just like, I just want to watch football.
Brady, would you like some good news?
Yeah.
Miles the Mascot has been elected to the Mascot Hall of Fame.
Are you serious?
Yes, that is great news.
The hell are we doing? We have a Mascot Hall of Fame?
I just found out about it.
And
I looked it up. Rocky
Dude, he's not
was
even
in.
Their main mascot. It's Thunder. Miles is their fake horse. They have a real horse. That's
let me,
like,
let me,
that's
let
their
me see
secondary
if,
mascot.
They have the Thunder one in there.
Miles is their secondary mascot. Thunder's the real mascot. Mm-mm.
It was used to be Barrel Man.
He's not. He was a fan. He wasn't an official mascot.
I believe he's in the NFL.
I think he's in the NFL Fan Hall of Fame. They put fans in there. I don't think he's a mascot. Awesome though. Guy was amazing. Freaking tough as nails. So no quarterback announcement for CSU. I'm planning to go out there tomorrow morning. So I'm looking forward to jumping out and catching some CSU practice. 48 minutes after the hour, Michael. We're also update, too. Next week's going to be a busy week. So in the middle of our preps training camp coverage, Tuesday I'm going out to watch basketball. We're going to set the whole show up at UNC basketball practice. The following day I'm setting up shop at football practice. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks to our friends over at Bank of Colorado for bringing us this coverage. We are excited. It is special. And the basketball side is unique because they're getting ready to go to Puerto Rico. And so that's why they're practicing. Next week they're going to have three practices before they go.
Apparently there's like a water situation going on in Puerto Rico.
Oh, really? So maybe they don't go.
I don't know. Maybe Puerto Rico comes here.
What? That's not... Okay.
Well, they could come
That's
here.
That's not what it's about. It's not what it's about.
Whoever they're playing.
It's a foreign trip. It's to go on a trip and
not really
be
foreign.
Together. Well, they call it a trip. They call it whatever. But that's
they're
it's
still
in that
American
category.
Citizens.
Oh, my gosh. It's Puerto Rico, by the way. Say it like a normal person. It's not
I
Porter.
Say it like a white.
It's not Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
It's Puerto. Puerto.
I took German.
Ferrar. Rar. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. What did we learn? Coming up next.
The Preps football broadcast will sound a little different this season. Hear Jerry Schammel, Bruce Dick, and the studio man Kyle Johnson every Friday night this football season. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What do we learn today? Well, Broncos stuff. They're kind of avoiding disaster right now. Just a lot of little things.
Knock on
wood. As far as injury related, nothing major. Also, Pat Bryant, Jonah Coleman, Red Murdoch seem to be guys that are getting a lot of play, a lot of discussion surrounding their play at this point.
And what does that make the law offices in Peyton and Peyton look like?
That's
those are
law offices of Tenzer and Wallace. They're not law offices. Doesn't sound like it. That's not a law.
Peyton and Peyton?
Like an accounting department or an
accounting
business.
Okay, the accounting firm of Peyton and Peyton.
The accounting business. The accounting company. The accounters. Also, the WNBA is a wreck. It's just weird. And you got a good one in Sean Payton as your head coach. Michael, what'd you learn?
I mean, I learned a bunch of stuff. The ones that really excite me are, you know, Red being super awesome. I'd like him to make this team.
I would. Well, he'll definitely make the team. He's definitely going to make the team, from what I hear. All right, that'll do it for us. Tonight, 5 o'clock, Coach Bruce Dick talking all things Platte Valley Broncos as a part of our high school football training camp coverage. We'll be back at it on a Tuesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.